Hello and welcome to the Lemonade Lifestyle Automotive Podcast. You've got the name of our own podcast then. My name is Niall.
Nearly sucked the end off a microphone.
Hello, I could suck start a Harley.
Not for the first time.
Could suck a tennis ball for a garden hose. What else is there? Suck start a Harley's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, lordy. Didn't it suck steel off a rusted roof? I don't know.
Okay.
And joining me tonight is Bulge.
Hello.
And John.
Hello.
Hello to you both. How the devil are you?
Fair to middling.
Fair to middling. Should we start the same every time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can introduce the next time, Bulge.
Nah.
No. How are you, Bulge?
Yeah, I'm alright.
How are you, John?
Yeah, getting there, mate.
Good. What's
battling
new?
Through?
Huh?
Battling through.
Well, we're getting
well.
Weather's improving.
Well, for now. Supposed to get shitty again the end of this
week.
Yeah,
but the clocks go forward soon.
Shitty.
I can put up with shitty if I know there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm.
Or light during
the day. In the
day, yeah. Fucking nice. Gloom and doom and doom and gloom. I don't normally suffer with, like, SAD or whatever the fuck it is, but I did a bit this time.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to go outside, but I was just like, well, I'm fucking bored, there's nothing going on, it's miserable.
It fucking spend, 40 days of rain.
I was about to say, it did spend basically 2 months raining, didn't it?
Yeah, this is ridiculous. And I was just like, I'm getting pissed off with this now. Pissed off with the petrol prices.
Well, that's next on the
that's
agenda.
That's about to get worse, isn't it?
Now there's a war.
I heard somebody earlier on went, ooh, £2 a litre isn't off the table. It's like, great.
It's not going to happen, though, is it? It'll go up to about
190.
It won't. It won't go above 160.
Yeah, maybe, who knows.
Luckily, this is recorded and I can be proved wrong in about 2 months' time.
Like, two weeks' time.
Like, tomorrow, it'll be £1.70. And then war will not be declared, but the price will stay at £1.70 for a year.
No, what will happen is they'll put it up to £1.70, war will be declared and it'll go to £1.90, and then when the war is over, we'll all go, oh, thank goodness the fuel prices have come down.
£1.75.
Right, can I be controversial for a second?
Here we go.
Again, that was a bit mildly controversial on the Patreon, which John will plug in a second. I don't think the price of fuel is that bad. What are you moaning for now?
I don't want
to get him to do it, but he doesn't know fuck all, does he? He doesn't even know what the Patreon
you
is.
You plug the fucking Patreon.
Go
now.
And
I tell you what, I'll do your deal.
If you do the Patreon if you want.
You tell me the link, you don't have to introduce it.
Go and have a look at the Patreon. Patreon.com LemonLifeAutoPod. Is that right?
Wrong. Actually.
Oh, fuck you then.
No, you are right. anyway, I want to be controversial.
Well, don't.
I don't think...
no one else does.
I don't think... Well, I don't know what happened to Ben Barker.
You don't think, full stop.
Fuck you, mate. I don't think the fuel prices are that bad.
No, right now they're not.
But they've been this for a long time.
Yeah, but what I'm saying...
When I pass my test, let me just quickly say this. When I pass my
stop
test...
Stop butting in while I'm interrupting.
Exactly. when I pass my test... Nearly 20 fucking years ago, the price of unleaded had just gone back under a pound. It's now £1.30 odd in 20 years.
Yeah.
That's not.
No.
Is it?
No,
really?
Or what I'm saying is this will be a fucking wonderful excuse. Like, just like they did with COVID, with. Every fucking thing.
Well, COVID fuel shot up, and then very quickly nobody was buying it because while Boris and co were partying in Downing Street, they told us all to stay at home, didn't they?
Yeah.
So then nobody bought it, then the price absolutely fucking plummeted.
Yeah.
Went under a pound a litre for the first time in like 15 years.
Yeah, 99.9, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Madness. Madness. But it then rose not long after, but it's dropped down again.
Yeah.
I don't think it's... I think if you look at it... Consistently over the last 20 years, let's use that as a benchmark. It's not like it's £2.50 a litre, £9.50 a litre, £2.50. It's not like that. It's creeped and crawled and dropped and everything else. But I don't think, compared to the house prices.
Yeah.
I mean, a house in 2008 when I passed my test. I mean, fuck me. 40 grand? For
a shithole.
For what?
For a complete shithole.
Well, let me fucking finish, will you?
Right, for a fucking down payment?
No, for like one of those garages you can buy off the council.
Fucking 40 grand.
So how much was the house in
fucking 1981, you're probably thinking
let's,
of.
Let's not, you know, get bogged down in the fact that I don't know what I'm fucking talking about. Jesus.
40 fucking grand.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, 40... Oh,
1979, but, maybe.
Yeah.
In Somerset, you could buy a four-bed house for that back in 2007.
Fucking turn it in.
In fucking... The seafront in Exmouth, you could buy that.
Yeah, you could, but it just didn't have a roof and it had also been on fire.
Yeah, and there was a smackhead living in it.
I'll tell you what, I'll do 2006. Lordy, I was well off.
40 fucking right,
and you're
grand.
So fuck, you know everything. What was your average house price then?
180.
In 2006.
2006, £165,000.
You are a fucking nutter! How did you know that? You are weird.
Woo! NASCAR, baby!
That's how it feels to play the Voltage Car. This was John's property game. bang on as well, you fucking
weirdo.
Bang on. All right, what do you reckon it is today, then?
Or today?
2:30?
No, it's
not dentist.
8:15. Dentist. Lord.
Today, I reckon it would be 227.
More.
250?
More.
So I'd be interested.
For the average price.
Yep.
The problem is...
280?
London and the South East...
285.
Brings the average up. If you take London and the South East out of it, it plummets. Same
well,
as like
that's what average means, isn't it?
No, but what I mean is...
London still existed in 2006, though. In case you weren't...
Heard about that new place? London?
What I'm saying is that the prices being disproportionately higher in London and the South East drag the average up across the country, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But 285 grand will buy you quite a lot of house here.
Yeah.
I mean, in Columpton, it would buy you most of Columpton.
Yeah, it would buy you most of the high street, definitely. Yeah. Couple of businesses that operate.
Yeah.
Cracked.
So Sally Boats.
Yeah, I mean, this particular house.
Yeah. Or a fucking kebab house.
You want fade? No. We can't help.
This particular house, 40 grand.
Maybe that's what I was thinking.
Columbia
so house
prices.
Prices have gone up 100 and... Maths. 125,000? 120,000.
Yeah.
What's that as a percentage, Bob?
Fucking no.
Many.
Assuming a percentage is actually a thing that exists.
70.
Mainstream media.
70.
That's ChatGPT.
4.
I can't be asked.
76.
I can't be asked. many.
Yeah.
Fuel lots. Price hasn't gone up that much, is it? Ah, let's Google what the average. I can't even pass that either.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's that mad. Really?
You look at how much wages have gone up, though. They haven't gone up in line with house prices. Not even fucking close.
No, to be fair, we are comparing fucking chalk and ostrich eggs. Do you know what I mean? Two totally...
Yeah.
Sausage and bat burger. The OGs know. Oh. Marzipan and sausages. Two totally different things. Like fucking icing and marzipan.
Sausage and Battenberg. Brilliant.
If you know what we're talking about, ping us a message. I know what you're on about, and you'll get a free sticker or something.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, Lord above.
And on that note, stickers is here.
Stickers are here.
Yay.
Hang on, let me wave around at the camera.
Woo! Woo! Sign up to the Patreon, you get one.
Get yourself some of that.
Or go onto our website, order one.
Do that.
Or go and fuck yourself.
Probably that one. They will do that one. Two or three, basically. Mm. What the friggin' hell are we talking about? Yeah, I don't think fuel... I mean, yeah. I don't think it's that crazy. And, yeah, I refuse to get wound up by it. How do we get onto fuel prices? Oh, because I said it and I fucking around because I was pronouncing lots of P's very loudly.
Yes.
So what's new, Bulge, Jordan, or...
Nothing too interesting, to be honest.
Obviously, we have a car podcast.
It's a quiet time of year, isn't it?
It's, I mean, there is a sweet a fuck all happening.
Yes.
Well, Formula 1 starts the weekend. That is a... March, for me, is a big turning point.
You mean Formula C?
No, you, yeah.
Formula
you're not
going to
watch it anyway.
No, I'm not. You're right.
It's precision.
They don't even fucking accelerate around the entire circuit these days.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
They do.
Sometimes. Oh, got a coast. Got to recover some energy.
I'm sorry it's not the British Touring Car Championship.
I'm sorry it's not fucking V10s. V10. That's all we need. Or a V12.
V12. Or a man from...
Or a retard.
Yeah.
A man from Clumpton.
Very good. I'm annoyed.
Or Ofcom.
So anything new? Car treating you well?
Yeah, it's all right. Just I'm a little bit sort of meh about it at the minute.
You're kind of done with it though, aren't you, really? There's nothing else you can do. Something about a rear axle or something or other.
I can't even be arsed.
So you're going to sell it and buy a track car. Anyway, John, what's new with you?
That cough is quite new.
Yeah, it's the first time we've done it this evening, I think.
Yeah. I mean, nothing particularly exciting. Few bits done to the Cayman.
Yeah?
Fucking
me.
Christ, hell.
On that note.
Oh.
That was a big one.
Excuse me.
He said squeeze.
He's got a peanut for a head.
Oh, dead. You are.
I hope so.
Murdered.
I fucking hope so.
Patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod.
Don't sign up now.
Yeah, reverse psychology. Don't sign up. I'm not going to give you the web link again.
No, go and fuck yourself.
Yeah. Take a long walk or a short plank, boy.
Yeah, so done a couple of bits to the Cayman.
Tell us the bits. We've got nothing else to talk about.
I didn't.
We had a headlight out.
Yeah.
Headlight was taken out, wasn't it? Because you had to do a lower arm or something.
That makes sense.
No, it was a joke, but obviously it went...
Oh, it was a joke?
Well, I obviously don't need to take a headlight out to do a rear lower arm, do I?
I thought you were being deadly serious.
No.
I don't think you said rear. I would
yes,
have
picked, I did.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Then I did totally miss the joke then. Because I was going to make the joke. Oh, I'm surprised. What?
Sorry, I was laughing at your joke.
You're tired already. We
I
just
am.
Started.
I am.
God. Lordy. Was your work today?
Lordy. No, tomorrow.
Oh, I think I saw somebody in your truck today then.
Tomorrow's. Yeah, you probably would have.
He's smearing shit on the windscreen. Anyway.
Yeah, inside probably, knowing him.
He's from Devon. That's his way of communicating.
Yeah, he's waving at me. Yeah. We're talking in shit code. I was like, ah, meh.
So yeah,
okay, man.
I basically I don't know, did I mention on the last
episode?
Did you
mention the wheels, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because he was like, oh, I'm not working here in it, they're fucking stolen.
Yeah.
Repeatedly throughout your whole story.
Yeah.
Hello.
Huh?
So I got to the bottom of the very, very minor amount of play that I had in the driver's side. No. Yeah, driver's side rear wheel.
That's it. With your verbal advisory you keep getting.
Yes.
What was it again?
A ball joint.
Ah.
And then, because it's Porsche and their infinite wisdom, it's a whole lower arm.
Of course it is.
It's not just a ball joint. And then...
They're cheap lower arms, aren't they?
Actually, they're not too bad.
£200 a side, probably.
No, they're not. They're...
250.
95.
Oh, okay.
But...
BMW prices, then.
They've redesigned the lower arm.
Oh, so you need a pair.
Including the bush.
You need a pair.
So you have to do the pair.
Yeah. Okay.
Of course. Isn't that the same as what they put on the 911?
Yes.
But, I'd say that's not bad. I was going to make some sort of joke about, oh, it's brilliant. Yeah, they've got 911 suspension. Yeah, fantastic. Until you have to buy 911 parts for your non-911.
So basically, the 996 and the 997,
yep,
they use the same lower arms, mm-hmm, but a 996 has a slightly softer bush.
Giggity.
Than a 997. And with the Caymans, if you had a Cayman, just a base, it was 996 lower arms.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, 996 bushings.
Yep.
If it was a Cayman S, it's 997.
So same arms.
Same arms,
bushings.
Just different bushing. Well,
oh, hairy.
Porsche have redesigned the shape of it to start with. And then they've standardised the bush. Everything just has a 997 bush.
It's all hairy.
Yeah. So...
Do you have 996 hair or 997 hair? It's all the same these days, to be honest with you. Ugh.
In one sense, that's good.
Get out my
because
car.
You can't be supplied the wrong part because it's the same.
But how have they gone? Because I take it one's better than the other.
Well,
is it or not? Or is it subjective?
So, I mean... Yeah. With it being
my
a little bit.
Just quickly.
Yeah.
An E36, an E30 lower arms.
Mm.
Same, I think. Don't quote me on that.
Solid case.
Solid casing on the E30.
Yeah.
Was it rubber on the E36?
Yeah.
So the thing to do was to fit E30 lower arms.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if someone went, oh, they're all the same now, I'd go, oh, cool. Hang on, which way have you gone though?
Yeah.
Have you
yeah.
gone all solid or all rubber?
Yeah.
So is it?
So they've gone. They've standardised it for it to be all stiffer, which is
always preferable.
In inverted commas,
it's more useful.
In inverted commas, better.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is useful, like I say, because you can't. Once you've updated your lower arms to those, you then can't order the wrong one, effectively.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because it's all the same. But obviously in cases like mine, where I didn't need to change the passenger side lower arms.
You didn't change the driver's lower arm, really, did you? Just the bush would have been nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not even the bush. The ball joint.
The ball joint,
The probably 12-pound ball joint.
Yeah. You've now had to do both arms.
Yeah.
Fucking 12 pounds.
Fucking hell.
Even if it was, it says Porsche on it, so yeah. It'd be fucking £60 at least.
Yeah. So anyway, done the lower arms.
Porsche ticks.
And then the brake lines, the long ones that go from the ABS pump all the way to the rear calipers.
Yeah.
They also been changed.
Why?
What? An advisory on one of them starting to get a little bit crusty.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth be told is I ordered some and I never ever even checked them. And what they actually sent me was the front part mm-hmm. of the rear brake lines. And what I actually needed was the rear part. So then it was like, well, do you know what? Fuck it. Now that I've got the front part as well.
Mm-hmm.
So effectively we were about to start the job.
Yep.
And Nick was looking at these lines and he was like, these aren't the right ones.
Yeah.
Like, because the one that goes to the driver's side goes up over the top of the engine, down, and then to the caliper.
Mm-hmm.
And the two lines that I had were relatively straight.
Right.
So then we were like, hold on, and sort of moved forward by a few feet. Mm-hmm. And then,
That lines up
nicely. So then I was like, for what it is, the whole job is done then. If I just get the right rear lines now, the whole job is done.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, that's been happening. And then I've had a very, very minor setback that Nick was bleeding the brakes up and was like, I don't like the feel of that bleed nipple. So stopped and said, I think you need to get some new nipples. And I was like, what's wrong with these?
Too burgery.
Yeah. Not perky enough. And yeah, so this afternoon I've changed the nipples in the rear calipers. And then
Nips.
Potentially Friday before I go away, I will take the front calipers apart, put my anti-knockback springs in.
Ah.
Then go and get it geoed. Take it to a track day, be really disappointed that
it's not gonna still happen. Shit. Not again. Who's doing your geo? Is it Will and Wan?
Yeah, I'll get Will to do it, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yarp.
Lovely.
So, yeah, that's where I'm up to.
Cool.
And hopefully on the 25th, the track day goes wonderfully well.
Goes dryly.
Well, yeah. I'm not holding my breath for that, but...
No, don't. I can't have another wet one.
Shit, innit?
Yeah.
Especially when we were at a Mickey Mouse track and it was bone dry and red hot.
Yeah, fucking Bylin.
Yeah.
Bylin.
Yeah, Ots fuck.
Yeah, well, I've done some stuff with the compact. Nothing crazy. I mean, got it out of its secret storage location. You know, the first hurdle, put it that way.
Yeah.
Years ago, initially, I bought, thinking I was cool, a fiberglass front bumper.
Mm.
It's fairly cool.
Mm.
Obviously, I knew this at the time, but it's just a mould. It's not, you know what I mean? There's no mounting points. It's just, you know, here's a one-piece version of your bumper with no holes in it. Ah, cool. Oh, fuck, I need to mount this then. So the easiest way I thought to mount it would be just to buy like a sort of bash bar. It's the technical term for it, really. I don't know how... If you don't know what a bash bar is, just type bash bar into Google. It's just a load of fucking pipes that a bumper clips to, basically. I fitted a couple of like quick releases, all the rest of it, and a nice splitter as well. Looked quite cool. One drive down the motorway, the splitter ripped off.
Yeah.
Sort of half took the bumper with it, taking the quick release things tags with it as well.
They released a bit too quickly at that point. Yeah.
So annoying. So basically the bumper was then just splitterless, which was fine, and sort of cable tied on one side because there was a hole there and it just made sense. Yeah. And it just worked. It was one of those. And then it was also sprayed satin black.
Yeah.
Because I thought this isn't going to match. It's not even the right material. This is going to be a fucking hideous thing. Let's just paint it satin black for now. 5 years later, it's still, well, satin grey and I think satin white in some places, which is very odd. And it cracked it when the splitter come off.
Yeah.
I have done a couple of track days in it. There's curbs. There's also curbs on the road, which, you know, when parking are fun. And I don't reverse into bays, as we know. So I'm always hitting the front end. And it just looked shit. It looked shit.
Yeah.
Luckily, John was on hand to remind me. You did like to do that, I found. Because I remember once on the... I think it was in the Discord. I put up a picture of the compact. It's quite an old picture of it on track. And you put Instagram, a picture that I put up with this old sort of shiny car. Reality, which is a picture of it in Wales with this fucking satin white, grey, black, grey, silver, white, cracked, heinous-looking bumper on.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's a cunt, but he's right.
Fuck, I've never been so insulted by something so true.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, Meg. So, there was thoughts of, I can just get it painted, this, and then when I just thought, what the fuck am I doing? I still have the original sport bumper. That is going back on.
Yeah.
So, the bash bar's been taken off. I'm going to try and sell it, but it was cheap.
Mm.
Which means, although it was painted when I bought it, or whatever the fuck it was, would it have been powder-coated?
Probably, yeah.
It's now the same colour as your chin.
Yeah, in bits, though, in places, which is nice. When I put it on the floor, though, it was a bit... it was like sweeping up the Titanic. So at least it's solid. If you want to buy it, by the way, it is a solid piece of kit that just needs to paint.
Yeah.
If you want to buy it, if you just listen to the pod...
F.
Nah, it's fucking good. Nah. I'll try and sell it for nothing. But I've got all the mountains and stuff, because I took all of that off in my infinite wisdom. Thinking, fiberglass. I don't need any of this original mountain bullshit. So that went in the fucking bin.
Yeah.
Which is another reason why I never really bothered to put the original front bumper back on. Because I was a bit like, I've thrown away most of the stuff it clips to. But a quick scout on eBay and there's everything I'm going to need on there. So that's going back on. So I'm dead excited about that. The exhaust on it, I've mentioned in the past, because I've had to have it bodged in the past, is because the company that done the engine conversion also fitted or fabricated an exhaust for it, which didn't have a flexi in it, which meant it cracked all the time. It's cracked again. So,
cracking.
A man I know sorted me out. He wouldn't want me to drop his name because he's quite humble and doesn't drive a yellow car.
I bet the rear box hasn't cracked though, has it?
No. Probably not, no. I wouldn't have thought so. I'd hope not.
So do I, actually.
So, yeah, the flexi. I've got the flexi to go on. It needs a battery.
Yeah.
Because it is deader than tank tops. It is dead. Red Dwarfism.
Yep.
What else do I need to do? It's been serviced. I'm probably going to do a door card delete because you deleted
did
one
50%
for me.
Of it.
Yeah. Niall, your shit car this, your shit... No, John, your fucking ham fistery ripped it off. You know? Same door, the window.
By the fact that it was probably barely attached to begin with.
I think it was more the fact that the fucking door swung open. This is the bit that Niall is forgetting to mention.
I do actually forget what
time.
Happened. I just knew it was you.
I got in the car, I shut the door, seatbelt on, we drove off, you turned right, the door flung open, and I went, as any person would do,
and grabbed hold of the big handle that designed, is used for closing the door to stop the door from completely swinging open and probably ripping the door card off
the fucking thing.
And I held onto the handle, and the door carried on moving with the handle and door card still attached to my hand.
Yeah. It was your fault the door swung open. Do you know why it was your fault the door swung open?
Because you didn't tell me that I have to make sure that the handle on the outside goes down.
Yeah, that. The handle sticks. And you and your infinite wisdom didn't think of all of your sort of Porsches and sort of, you know, relatively new BMWs.
Or, I don't know, any fucking car outside right now.
Right, that one does it out there as well, the E90. And Benny says to me, he says, what the fuck is it with you and sticking door handles? I've never had a car. And I said, no. I think every car I've ever owned has had a sticky door handle. It's never the one hell, I used, though.
It's the sugar off the donut.
The jam still on my fingers. I missed.
I had a fucking SJ410 that.
Who's she?
Suzuki.
That was.
A motorbike.
1980.
They haven't got doors, John.
1980 something.
Yeah, but she was built proper. Ass bulge.
I'm sorry, but an SJ is not built proper.
What's built more proper? Is that English? A Suzuki from the 80s or a Suzuki now?
Probably a Suzuki now.
Are you always saying that because of him? If it was the other way around, you'd fucking side with him again.
I know, if you'd said what's built better, a 1980s Mercedes 560 SEC or a Jimny from now, it'd be the Mercedes, well, definitely.
Yeah, I fucking hope so. Anywho. All right, yeah. We'll split the blame.
Okay, yeah.
90-10 to me.
What, blame to you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The 10 was only because it was his hand.
Yeah.
Lordy. Yeah. So, door card's probably coming off. There's a cooler works to go in.
Oh, nice.
No fucking around.
Nice.
Oh, very typical E36 fault. The anti-roll bar mounting points are just made of like digestive biscuits, I think. Because they always fucking rot away.
Oh, I thought that old Lister had sorted that out.
He did, on the other side.
Aye.
And now this side's gone. I mean, you know.
No, that's fair enough.
Yeah. If it's, yeah.
Yeah.
And annoyingly, it would appear, I think, because it's driver side that's gone.
Mm.
I think its passenger side seems to be the most common one. Because I can buy a passenger side one, OEM, on eBay. There's about five on there for like £30. If I want a driver side one, they're at least £100.
Typical.
And there was... Ooh, doesn't fucking know doing. And they probably shouldn't let it bother me. But there's a company that sells replacement, you know, sort of OEM plus, if you will, replacement mounting points, right? As a pair.
Well, you weld them in, do you? Or?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't need a pair. Couldn't find a single one.
Mm.
So I messaged them and said, will you sell just this one? No, pair only. Why? Fucking just sell me one, will you? Like, let's say it's £100 for the pair.
Mm.
Okay? I'll pay £60 for one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I would rather not. And but Benny was like, fuck that noise. I'll sort it out. I'll just do some fabrication. Mm. Yeah. Just some odds and sods, really. I've had a nice... Oh, I tell you what I did do. Airbag delete. Passenger airbag delete. Fucking thing weighed a ton.
Yeah.
And I actually removed it myself and then, you know, watched Benny do it.
He definitely watched Benny do it, didn't he?
I mean, it wasn't 100% me. But I'd say a good... 85.
Nice.
This ain't bad.
No.
And then we blew it up, which is fun.
It's always fun.
Big bang, as you'd expect.
Yeah. It's the law. If you take an airbag out that's not going to go back in the car, you must blow it up.
Well, I think it would be irresponsible to put it in the bin.
Yeah. I actually think, yeah, it would be more dangerous to not blow it up, ironically.
And if you can do it whilst doing something funny, like launching soil 100 metres across the yard, yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot of cars in the blast zone, though. We were pretty scared. I wish we put something on it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
You.
Yeah. I've Benny missed the banks. He was looking the wrong way.
Oh, fuck's sake.
What happened?
And that's not a euphemism either, by the way.
That was later.
Yeah, he definitely didn't miss that. But he, honestly, I'm not like health and safety freak boy, but he was very lackadaisical with his fucking airbag, which is a bomb, isn't it? Let's be real.
Mm.
He was not taking it seriously. I said to him, he was like, I Googled it. I didn't Google it because the internet was fucking useless. I went on ChatGPT, which told me, word for word, tool for tool, location for location, exactly how to remove. Now, let's be real. Compacts aren't exactly, you know what I mean, the mutt's nuts.
Mm.
They made a lot more non-compact D36s than they did compact D36s, right? Also, very rare to have a passenger airbag in a compact as well.
Mm.
So I couldn't find anything on Google. This is what blows my mind about AI.
Yeah.
Couldn't find a sausage about removing a passenger airbag from an E36 compact. ChatGPT knew it word for word. Where, what, how, why, and when.
Mm.
The fucking reams and reams and reams of health and safety bollocks I had to go through.
Yeah.
Oh, make sure you do this, do that. Wear safety goggles. Not just squinting. All this nonsense, right? Wear gloves, right? And I thought, I said, Benny, I said, a fucking dead battery is the same as a disconnected battery, isn't it? He went, yeah, probably. I was like, cool. So I cracked on, and I was a bit like, whoa, 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 careful, careful. He was just like trying to lob it about the place, and I was shitting my pants.
Well, it's got power to it if nothing's happening.
No. All right, then, I'll get you an airbag and throw it around your living room and see how you get on. Okay. What, you would?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will not fire unless you put 12 volts to the right pins.
What, you're telling me that there's not a chance in any way, hope, hell?
Well, maybe if you set it on fire.
Well, you set it on fire, it might go up. You, but you can, you know, throw it at the wall a few times. I wouldn't recommend
chucking it in your log burner.
Yeah, no.
But still, it ain't worth playing about with.
Well, no, but
I might just be in a fairy here.
Yeah.
Because I didn't expect you massively to hang up on me like
it's
this.
Like, massively.
It's like if I was to throw you a shotgun cartridge. I mean, the chances of you not catching it
and it going
and
off,
something
minuscule,
hitting that firing pin in the exact position hard enough for it to actually go off.
Not happening.
Not happening.
So I changed the steering wheel in Beth's F36 the other day.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll do it right. I'll take the battery off. Or take the negative terminal off the battery. Opened the boot. Went. Lifted the flap in the boot into the boot
morning
floor. Giggity.
Then said, I'll be back in a minute, love. I'm just going to do your steering wheel.
Anyway, had a look at under the boot floor and went, this is already more work than I want to fucking do. Bollocks. I did it with the battery connected.
That's lunacy. John, tell them that's lunacy.
As long as you don't bridge the wrong fucking thing when you're taking the plug out, don't matter.
I definitely didn't do exactly the same thing when I did the change the paddles in my car.
Yeah.
Fucking definitely hell. Not.
They're easy, aren't they? Honestly. Just screwdriver, pops out.
Yeah.
Flick the tab, straight out. Done.
Evil Knievel ain't got shit on you two, is he?
You're a fucking fairy.
I don't know what you think's going to happen.
I'll have an airbag in the face and I'll be more disfigured than I already am.
Nah.
But it's the same fucking sort of stupid shit. Oh, you can't use your mobile phone on the forecourt.
Bollocks.
Why? Because of the
signal.
Fucking...
Because in 1999, when the fucking phones were way more powerful than they are now, it set fire to something once, maybe.
I thought
allegedly.
I thought because back in the day they had batteries that you could take on out and off. If you dropped it and the battery came off and sparked.
I mean, yeah, well, maybe.
Yeah, but maybe. I mean, fucking hell. Have you ever seen someone throw a cigarette into a barrel of petrol?
Yeah, it just goes out.
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
Yeah, I know.
The cigarette goes out.
Yeah.
Oh. Right, okay. But
Hollywood lied to me.
I can't use my mobile phone. No.
Shocker.
Right. Okay. Fucking bowler's grip.
Oh, so I've been believing the hype this whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not...
That's why Benny, when he's juggling with airbags, is going, why are you being such a fucking fairy, mate?
Not those airbags. Oh, fun bags. Honestly, and I'm not just saying this now.
Funhouse.
I honestly thought, like... Yeah. I'm not even joking.
Fucking bomb squad there.
Like, literally.
I was surprised he didn't get one of them little robots to come and take it out for him.
That's something out of speed, honestly. Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah.
That's why I was doing 50 mile an hour, officer. What? In case my airbag goes off or something. But yeah, this whole time I've been thinking, like...
Fuck that.
Yeah, an airbag with no power to it, you could throw it at the wall as hard as you fucking like and nothing's going to happen.
Run the fucking thing over. Nothing will happen.
Nope.
Like I said, maybe... And even that is a real maybe.
Bit hit or miss.
If you were to chuck it in a fire, I still don't think it would actually explode.
How does it explode?
Piezoelectric.
Who's he?
The
Bucking German hell. Fella, I reckon.
Yeah.
So Pete, who?
Fucking hell.
The slowest electric known to man. So there is obviously
loss of bed and accent.
There is obviously a very small amount of not gunpowder, but similar.
C4. Yeah. Same thing.
Semtex.
But it's a piezoelectric spark that ignites that.
Ignites.
Yeah, and then that obviously just causes a huge amount of oxygen to, or carbon dioxide actually, to expel.
Fills a bag up.
Fills a bag.
If it's Gen 1, like the one out of your E36, it will break your nose mm-hmm. and probably knock a couple of teeth out. If it's a current one, it's not too bad, apparently.
But do they go off? I don't mean bang. I mean date. Because
I think they do, actually.
I did hear after 10 years.
You meant to replace them. It's like, no cunt's going to do that.
No. How much would that fucking cost?
Can you imagine how much money it costs to replace them all in your car?
Jesus fucking what? Yeah,
fucking 85,000 as well, yeah. Isn't it? But also, I can't remember if I heard that after a certain amount of time, you'd be better off not having an airbag.
Yeah.
I can't remember if that is a fact, or that's just what I told myself, because I couldn't be bothered to get the airbag light sorted.
I can't believe not having it go off.
Do you know what I mean?
I can't believe that you'd be better off having no... I mean, that's all relative anyway, isn't it? Because it's the same old bullshit, isn't it? You get... Yeah, nice. I've got an airbag. Yeah, but you don't wear a seatbelt. So, you know, at that point, you're better off to not have an airbag.
Mm.
You know, or I've got an airbag, but my seatbelt hasn't got pretensioners. Again, you'd be better off not having an airbag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's kind of a relative thing to... Query.
Why have I got a BMW recall for my airbag?
It's normally due to them not firing.
Yeah. Takata.
Oh, really?
It won't be. Yeah, it probably is a Takata one.
Yeah.
The harness people.
Yeah, they make airbags.
They're safety.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
I thought they were just some sort of.
there's a guy, I can't remember his name, an Australian comedian. It's him and one of his mates, and he does these like. Reels of if he was to have a complaint and he's got to deal with the complaint department
mm-hmm.
and he's doing one bit and the other guy's being the complaint department or whatever.
Yeah.
And they did this one the other day and it did really make me laugh. It was like Yamaha coming up with the brainstorming the products that they're going to do.
Yeah.
And he's like, right, okay, so we've got the name. Now we need to think of some products. And the guy's like, pianos, yeah, pianos, I like that, yeah. Trombones, yeah, like that. Outboard motors, twin outboard 400 horsepower boat motors. What are you doing, mate? I thought we were doing pianos.
Well,
oboe reeds. I can't keep up with what's happening.
Hitachi make angle grinders. Excavators and things that make women go ooh.
Do they?
Probably.
That's like a back massager thing, but they don't use it for that, do they?
Ah, the old wand.
Yeah.
Fucking, what song was she singing? That one.
Fair enough. Yeah, so is the recalls and normally based on because they've had some fail in the sense that someone's been in. What is something smoky?
Something's on fire.
What?
Can you smell that?
Yeah.
I can smell that.
Yeah.
It smells like
burnt toast.
Yeah.
Put your phone down.
Yeah, it's normally BMW, because someone has had a crash and then their airbag hasn't actually gone off.
Yeah.
Are BMW fantastic or why are they still giving a fucking hoot on my 20-year-old car?
Because they're legally required. Because
they're legally obliged to.
For 20. Yeah. My airbag thing. 20 years old. You've not. Go away.
They did it on. I saw, there was a YouTuber. He had a Mondeo with like 480,000 mile on it.
Mm.
And it had a Takata airbag recall. Mm. So it went to Ford for an airbag recall. So it's this manky 460,000 mile steering wheel with a brand new airbag in the middle of it. Really,
what I'm saying
weird.
Is, there's obviously an E90 that's gone off in a crash, and they've gone, "Oh, okay, no, the airbag didn't go off." And
well, it won't be the fact that it's an E90.
It'll be the
serial number of that airbag. So they will have pinpointed it down to the fact that it's any airbag that uses a ABC 123 igniter mechanism, any airbag.
Jackson 5.
Yes.
Abusive father somewhere amongst that.
Yeah, that's it. Vitiligo. Is that what's called?
Anyway.
I thought that was the place where you look for cheap holidays. Or hotels.
Hotel? Vitiligo.
Is that the can of Coke that was on the doorstep for 4 weeks? Nice.
Was it 4 weeks?
Yeah, it was probably.
Still very fizzy.
Well, yeah, I'd expect it hasn't moved.
No,
you know, I haven't moved.
Yeah, so that's what the recall will be for. It's not specifically because of E90. Right. It'll be there were two or three cars perhaps that use a reference number such and such on the igniter side that have failed. So anything that had that airbag is.
Getting a recall right now.
Getting out.
Fair enough. So you book mine in.
Mm.
Doesn't it like invalidate your insurance if there's an outstanding recall? Isn't it like pretty serious?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I have heard genuinely stuff about like outstanding recall. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Probably don't know. Not. You need pub. Do you know what's pissing me off at the minute? Pissing me off. I just think, what the fuck are you doing?
Life.
Nah. No? Not now there's...
Bambagera?
I do think what he's doing...
What the fuck are you doing, bam?
These people that put...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah? You know the type. That put these balaclava headrest covers on. Have you seen these?
What?
No.
We haven't seen... You're on the road all the fuck... You probably see them all the time now. Like probably. Your fog light thing.
Yeah.
Remember, lorry drivers went for, luckily, a very short spate of putting like the eyes in the windscreen.
The pedo eyes.
But instantly, every man and his dog went,
nonce.
I'm getting the word.
Nonce.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they sort of died out very quickly. There's your person still persevering.
Yeah, I still see a couple. I've seen a couple recently. It's like, nonce.
It mainly seems to be van owners, sort of, you know, general builder types, sort of. People you wouldn't trust around sort of any female family members you like, right? Yeah. That are bought white balaclava looking headrest covers.
Right.
I mean, this conversation's pointless, you know what the fuck I'm on about.
Is this so they can go in multiple occupancy lanes and the cameras might be fooled into thinking?
I don't think so. I think it's because they go, oh, that's like a fucking balaclava in there, okay now. It looks like I got a balaclava in passenger seat. Or
is
some
from
shit.
Yorkshire, isn't
it? Yes. Shuffles again.
I don't think he's from Yorkshire, but yeah.
Same thing, isn't it? I think Lancashire and Yorkshire, last time I checked.
Ah, it's all north of here, isn't it?
Yeah, to us it is. Yeah. Up there, isn't it?
Fucking Bristol's north, as far as I'm concerned.
Some argument about flowers or something, wasn't it?
Fuck.
Ah, the fucking rose is red. Ah, it's white. Death ensues and no one's none the wiser.
Yeah.
And they're still putting baked beans in spaghetti bolognese or something, I don't know.
Just some fucking weirdo from Devon, that was.
Was it you that said you can kind of see my logic?
No, I don't think so.
I think I told you I drained them, and you were like, oh, I didn't realize you drained them. Oh, okay, I can kind of see
oh,
where
yeah,
coming from.
Yeah.
We'll say it with some... For the audio listeners, he went, yeah, looked at Bulge and shook his head.
Yeah.
Balaclava head rest. Yep. It's from Temu, obviously.
Obviously.
Just like every reputable car modification.
Like the pedo eyes and everything.
You will see them now. You ever seen them before?
Why?
No.
I don't understand why.
Because they think this car is a fucking balaclava, lad. Get a mouth forward, missus.
Ballied up.
Fucking passengers, he got a belly up.
Where's he from?
What?
Bradford.
That's literally what I'm saying.
Where's
Black
Billy
Country.
Elliot set?
Sorry?
Where's Billy Elliot set, the film? Hey, Google.
Wakey.
Where is the film Billy Elliot set?
No, hold on, because I spoke as you...
Oh, for fuck's sake, John. It's your phone, you talk to it.
Okay, Google. Okay, Google. Where was the film Balaclava... No.
Where was the film Balaclava headrest set?
Where was the film Bridley Bong set?
Hey, Google. Where was the film Billy Elliot set? County Durham.
Where the fucking hell is that, Bulge? Yorkshire.
Northeast.
Yeah, so it's northeast. Like
never each other.
Okay, Newcastle sort of way, I think. Would you like to know more about the filming locations or the history of the miners' strike? Go fuck yourself, Google.
The miners' strike? It was a ballet dance. What the fuck's that got to do with anything?
It's from a mining town, wasn't it? It was very frowned upon.
Oh, was it? I haven't seen it for a very long
time. That's why the dad didn't have a job.
Mm. Maggie took it away.
He'd been down bitter all my life. Been down bitter all my life.
Yeah.
Well, it's Yorkshire again.
Mining for pot noodles. Fuel of Britain, isn't it?
Oh, Lord.
Is he from... Anyway.
Well, that was a very Welsh.
That was a very good Welsh accent. Do you not remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you eat a pot noodle with a spoon or a fork?
Who the fuck eats a pot noodle with a spoon?
My dad.
Well, it explains a lot about you, to be perfectly honest.
It's one word, Ufcom.
Honestly, it's answered a lot of questions I've had about you.
Next time he comes on that Discord, say, here, Gary.
I fucking will.
And he'll say a spoon.
Here, Mr. Ablett.
Here, bad back man. Yeah, he eats it with a spoon.
That's what he drinks weird. It with a
spoon. Psychopath.
He eats the sauce with a spoon. Anyway, you didn't get any fucking noodles on it.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a car podcast. We've been talking about people from Yorkshire. And Billy Elliot noodles. And Ballyclare. Well,
we and Bradistan.
No, we were talking about cars.
We were talking about the cars because I put the Ballyclare on me interest.
Yeah.
Look how funny I am, Mrs. And all that shit. I can't stand people that do stupid shit like that and think they're funny.
No.
I'm not proclaiming to be... What are you shaking your head at? I'm not proclaiming to be some sort of comedy genius. I really am not.
We had that...
I'm not avoiding butter as I'm drunk. It's just not funny. No. Honestly, these sort of pseudo-funny shit... really winds me up, and honestly, I cannot think of the best way to kind of explain.
Sorry,
this.
I'm speeding, officer. I need a poo.
Yeah, exactly. Who buys this shit? I mean, don't get me wrong, right? I am perfectly aware of the irony that I've been doing the same. Oh, I haven't hit fucking regard for the past five, however many years we've been doing this, right? And it hasn't got any. It wasn't funny. Hasn't improved in funniness, and it never have, and never will, right? But I also can't stand. And it sounds so self-centred, but these people that kind of hear a very clearly unfunny 30-year-old joke and kind of tell it like it's their own.
Yeah.
Oh, and like you said, I'm not speed enough. Is that? No.
Lavish lifestyle stickers.
Yeah. You've always had an issue with that, haven't you?
On a fucking... I don't know, the rattiest fucking, I don't know, Jetta on airbags you've ever seen. Lavish lifestyle. It's like, it's a £500 car. I mean, not now, at best.
Show me a Jetta.
I mean, now it'd be a £5,000 car, but back then it was a £500 car.
Yeah. Or just a bog standard fucking Fiesta.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, they painted their wheel trims black. Lavish lifestyle. No.
It's the same as locally hated. It's like, no, everybody just thinks you're a cunt.
Yeah. No one knows you.
No one knows you. No one cares enough to know who you are. No one cares.
Yeah. They just go, what a knob. And that's it.
They go, I'm getting the word nonce.
I'm getting the word. Got it on it, don't read. No. Anyway, what else? What else is there going on in the world? Let me check my invisible list.
Oh, Formula One.
Formula Coast. Oh, to coast.
Shut up. You miserable ass.
I don't know what the friggin' hell's gonna happen.
You fucking need to.
With the bloody war. Gonna be doing a fucking street race down Gaza Strip at this rate.
Fucking hell, yeah.
At least the engine will be off, so it won't be such an immediate target. Won't be able to hear it coming. Then they'll get round the corner and the engine has to fire up again. And
so, here's a question.
Where's this come from?
Fucking crap, isn't it?
But where's this come from?
It's just fucking crap.
We established this on the Patreon. You get this. You came up with some honestly funny, interesting, fascinating facts, and then went, I don't know if that's true or not, but it sounded pretty funny when I read it. And that's exactly the same as what you've done with this Formula Lacoste thing. Where has this come from?
Like all the media coverage. Max Verstappen going, it's like Formula E, it's shit.
Yeah, you know they've revamped all the engines because of... This is why they do testing. They've done tests. It's not just for the car, for the teams. They've tested it and gone, ugh. And they've changed...
Put V10s in them?
Funnily enough, you know... Still
that's what they need to fucking do.
Yeah, but they haven't and they won't. They need fucking to get should. Over that. And no, they fucking the should. And enjoy the damn thing. And
no,
not sit
fuck
there going,
that.
Oh, fucking procession. I'd stop doing that voice.
People from Bradford will become offended. And that is the worst thing you can possibly do.
But the thing.
Formula One cozy, bro.
The thing I don't understand with that sort of.
RS3, bro.
That sort of comment and mentality is that it's like Formula One is the cutting edge of motorsport. It doesn't matter which way you look at it.
It is
the cutting edge of motorsport. A 15,000 RPM V10 is not cutting edge anymore. It was done 15 years ago.
And the rest?
25 years ago.
Yeah, but V6 turbos were done in the 80s.
Yeah, but not like this. Not a hybrid drive.
No, it was better because there was no electric bullshit.
Well, yeah, but... I mean, I didn't hear you fucking bitching and moaning about touring car for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Which is
well,
all
the
been...
hybrid was a bit shit.
Oh, the first time you've said it. Now that I've called you out.
No,
on
when
it.
Did I? No, I've never sat there going hybrid was so amazing.
No, but you've also never said, oh, fucking British touring cars.
Yeah,
like,
but they don't coast
fucking
from
Scale
Electrics, to fucking
isn't it? It's like a fucking Scale Electrics.
Yeah, but they also don't coast from corner to corner.
Yeah, but it's a totally different kind of motorsport, isn't it?
Slower than the fucking year before.
So you're a massive NASCAR fan, then?
Yeah.
Just fucking foot to the floor for 2,000 rotations of the same bit of tarmac.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, but they're fucking flat out on the way.
Not in RS3s, bro.
Rubber dinghy
rapid. Not in a stolen RS3 going around Bradford Ring Road. Jesus Christ. Sorry, not just stolen, cloned. So your cousin has got the same fucking car, essentially.
Lives on the same road as you.
Yeah.
No, never worked
same driving license, same insurance policy, everything. Anywho.
Oh, Lord. John is right, though, so what's your retort?
About what?
Oh, I can't
the
remember.
Fact that Formula One's the cutting edge of motorsport.
Yeah, it is, but... Meh. Who cares?
And but, I mean, you can
it's
say
fucking
that.
Boring now. Has
it's
been
not
for
boring.
Years.
We've been telling you this really for not. Fucking ages. Mm. It genuinely isn't. Promise you. There was a three-way battle for the lead last season. All season until the bitter end.
Yeah.
Devil's three-way, though.
Morning.
Oh, yeah, there's fucking loads of two holes in touring cars, aren't there?
I never said there were.
There was one once. But anyway. But yeah, the year before that, I mean, I can't remember. I mean, funnily enough, there hasn't been...
Sorry.
Is there something you can say on air?
Yeah. Well, I've already said it a long time ago.
Oh, Lord.
It was that fucking...
The Formula W. Formula Iron in
the
Lord.
The fucking... The creme de la creme of female racers. And three of the top five stalled on the line. Went through three corners and crashed. Every single car.
That,
fuck me.
Remember that rocket-powered mohawk? The guy who sits in the bath and just fucking throws a proper dig at Formula One? Yeah. He done a thing on the Formula Women thing, whatever it was called. That sounds so misogynistic, and I don't apologise. And he basically he broke it down, and he was fairly, like, comedically impartial, if you know what I mean. He was like, nope, you know, this is absolutely fine. Oh, they crashed. Do you know what I mean? He was like, no, that's fine. It's just a blip. Oh, they crashed again. And literally, it was a 7-lap race. They completed one lap without any incident or safety car. And it was like, oh, yeah, no, they've just locked up and crashed into each other again. That's fine, that's absolutely fine, let's get going. Yeah, we're going again. Ah, they crashed again. Oh, they've made it around the first corner. Oh, no, they crashed at the second corner. Honestly, it's brilliant. The last time, ironically, that Formula One was boring, in your words, was when it had the engines that you missed so much. Funnily enough. When they had V8s and V10s.
Yeah, no ground effect aero.
Schumacher was running away with it and won it with like 10 races left to go.
Yeah. I never said it was perfect, just they sounded better.
No, you said it was boring.
And but it's all boring. It's been boring for years.
It has, but this is our point. This is our whole point. How is it?
But I genuinely find the touring cars boring.
That's fair enough.
Because the reason no, I find
listen,
it...
Listen, Bolt, I love you dearly, and this isn't any sort of... No, it was that. We're not ganging up on you, and I don't want you to feel like that or anything, but... Shut up. But I'm a massive touring car fan, so I'm kind of in the middle here. I'm the kind of referee. Mm. Touring car has been more boring than it has been in recent years.
Yeah, they maybe.
It used to be, as someone once described the Super Touring era, what was it? Sort of motorised violence with sponsorship. Yeah. It was. They should have punched each other off the track. It said Rubin wasn't racing. Rubin was mandatory.
Yeah.
It said drivers treated door mirrors like they were optional.
Yeah.
And it was just fucking rub, 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 spin, crash, bosh, bosh, bosh. That's just my fucking bit of track. And I'm talking Matt Neal, Jason Plato days.
Yeah.
Which is post Super Touring.
Beating lumps out of each other, basically.
Not just beating lumps out of each other, but hard racing. And it was good racing. And it has got, and it's just my opinion, it has got softer. And I've always been a big touring
fan. Well, it has, because the world's got a bit like it.
It has, yeah, no, I agree.
Same people who turn around going, oh, the Man TT should be banned. It's like, it's not for you, though, is it?
Yeah, it'll just go rogue, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Basically. Because people go into the Isle of Man and racing.
Yeah.
At least this is regulated.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I enjoy touring car because it's physical and they crash. I can go to Smeed up and watch that. The racing, I fear a little bit, not the future for the British Touring Car Championship, because it's not going anywhere.
Well, there is a problem in that nobody's making saloons or hatches anymore. It's all little SUVs.
Mm.
SUV Championship, yay.
But I've been a big fan for a long time, and the last few seasons have been boring.
Mm.
They have been pretty boring. Yeah. Formula One, on the other hand, hasn't been boring.
But, you know, the other thing as well is that if you were to put the same regulations in British Touring Car and not do three races a day that takes somehow 96 hours to complete three races in a day, and do one race that is 70 laps, it's going to be exactly the same.
Yeah.
There's no refueling through the race.
Mm.
Right, well, we need to conserve fuel then, don't we? You know, well, we don't have to because we're doing 25 laps or whatever it is that they're doing in the touring car. Mm. You watch a Formula One sprint race and it's totally different because it is they don't have to they have to meet the same regulations from the proper race that there has to be X amount of fuel so that the FIA can go, we want that car and we're going to check the fuel level and blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
Well, then it's up to the teams to work out, right, I think we need exactly 27.3 litres of fuel, which will leave us with 6.8 litres at the end, whatever it is, blah, blah, blah. Because the FIA are demanding that we can get that they can take 6 litres of fuel out of the finished race car. Mm. And if they did, if it was under the same regulation, the touring car would be exactly the same.
Yeah, you know? Quite likely.
And the whole thing is so I understand it, and it's very easy to be very nostalgic about the way things used to be, but that's not the way things are anymore.
Mm.
You know, you can quite easily look and say, you know, well, I mean, the DTM, that was the pinnacle of racing.
Mm.
Yeah, it was back then, definitely.
It doesn't exist anymore, does it?
No, this is what I mean, you know. But it was fucking fast-paced, hard racing, proper fucking nose-to-tail racing all the time. But the rules, the regulations, the safety aspect was so different back then.
Well, I mean, look at Super Touring. They, you know, the Mondeos had screaming V6s in them.
Yeah.
And, you know...
It's boring when everything's got the same engine.
And Renault had, you know, a Formula One budget, whatever.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. And so, a Formula One engineering team. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Sort of, yeah, yeah, Frank Williams' weekend staff on, you know, with a weekend yeah. off. But
wheelchair maintenance team.
That's like someone coming to you, and I know you're going to, fuck's sake, I'm just doing that. And I know you're going to go, But it's no different to someone coming to you and saying, oh, yeah, touring car's boring. You know, bring back fucking Super Touring. And you go, yeah, but Super Touring doesn't exist anymore. And it was fucking, it was never going to last because it was spending billions of pounds
too
a day.
Too much money, yeah.
You know, they had to do something. You know, like you said, they use the same engine now.
Yeah, it's boring.
It's not boring.
It is.
Yeah, but you still watch it.
I know, but it's a bit dull in the sense of...
It's just, that it's a procession?
Maybe.
Try Formula One, please.
No.
Why?
Because the Liberty Media thing pisses me off as well, because it's all, let's do social media shit, I don't care.
You don't. You watch the race.
It needs to be
Facebook.
The 1990s again, and I'm not having anything said otherwise.
I want a fucking landline. I want a.
I want a landline or a 56k modem.
I want a 20-inch TV, and I'm going to think it's massive. Morning.
Bong. Yeah, I want that.
I want to have to rewind a video.
I want Cadbury's chocolate. Hair stands up.
I want Cadbury's chocolate that tastes like fucking chocolate again.
Yeah, no, none of this filling stuff. Just the chocolate.
No palm oil. Cocoa milk. Thank
Cocaine.
You.
Cocaine?
Cocoa.
Oh. Who's she?
Yeah.
It's a clown, wasn't it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Rediffusion telly.
Yep.
Vinyl.
Yep. I want V12s and V10s in my Formula One cars, and I want Formula One budgets in fucking touring cars, all right?
And I want
That's what I want.
And I want it to be a mystery if my car's going to be able to take me to work or not.
Yes. I want the 50 quid... Now. Taxed and MOT'd Mark II Escort, right? That's what I want.
Yeah. I tell you what I did see. Talking about nostalgia and how great things were in your day. Quite a famous video. It was very Devonshire of me.
Off?
Shut up.
No.
A Porsche.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of lads on motorbikes racing like fuck on
red one. The red 964. I think it
I watched
was,
that and thought cool.
I can't remember if it was. I thought it was 993 turbo.
Might have been.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Anyway,
Porsche red. Right?
Yeah.
Dog's dick.
God's red.
God's.
God. Yeah. But I watched it. I thought cool. Sometimes I see people driving like idiots, and the old man in me goes, fucking idiot riding fucking bad
car. Bloody RS3, bro.
And I think, dickheads. But this, I just thought, nah, respect. It was fucking dangerous.
Yeah, it fucking
was. Cars on the other side of the road were like in the verges of avoiding a fucking lunatic in a Porsche. And I read the comments, and someone said, not a pothole in sight.
Yeah.
Smoothest of all smooth and beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a... fucking disgrace right now.
Yeah, it's horrendous.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing
left. I've never known it as bad.
No.
Is it because of the flooding? 21 years, I've not known it as bad. That and they maintained it to begin with. So then it's rained and it's all just made it worse.
Yeah. When I'm in power and Bulge is dead.
Peanut head.
See? Struck off. I would say there's no new houses being built for 5 years.
But where will we house the migrants?
Oh, I say, what migrants?
Yeah.
I say, cast your mind's eye back to D-Day. We're going to have the German defences on all of our coastline. And no new houses for 5 years.
We're going to have Fritz over here to man the guns.
No. Well, they're a good shot. Not as good as us, though. Yeah. All the Americans who took all the glory. I know.
Yeah. Turned up in the third act and claimed all the glory.
But I think to myself, yeah. But I think... How can you... I don't want to get into this, actually. Potholes. They are bad.
Yeah.
But why aren't they just temporarily fixing them? I know that's just as bad, but a crater is worse than doing it badly once.
There's some proper car killers on fast roads as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, there was that
proper
kid
car on that... Killers.
I mean, I think they are...
almost the scooter. Yeah. Fuck me. That
those electric scooters are up there with balaclavas on headless, but
nonce.
Some lad on a e-scooter thing, hits this pothole, which he should have seen coming, but also it's not on him. It kind of is. Whatever. Hits this pothole, bang, straight over the top.
Used his face as a brake. Yeah.
Facial reconstruction and all sorts,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, fucked him right up, that did.
Honestly, part of me wants to just go to, like, Devon County Council, or Somerset mainly, and just shit on their desk. And just say, this isn't good enough.
I know it's a tired cliche, but you've got to get your car tested to be roadworthy, yet the roads are in the state they're in.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Genuinely, I hit a almighty pothole yesterday. So much so, me and Steph just both sat in silence. And I said to her, I hit it, and I said, I'm just going to sit here in silence.
I'm waiting for blung, no, tire pressure, no, though.
Got an ABS sensor, which means the tire
pressure. Ah, it doesn't work, yeah, okay.
But I just thought, I said, I'm going to tell you now, I'm just going to sit here in silence for 2 minutes, all right? She went, yeah, that's fine. And we were sat in silence as I drove. And I went to speak to her, and she went, I'm still not ready yet. Because it was on her side of the car as well. Just a fucking almighty bang. And I thought, and it is a cliche, and it's annoying that everyone fucking says it all the time, but what the fuck are we paying for?
Yeah.
Yep.
There's people out there paying £700 plus, nearly £800 a year.
Yeah.
There's
people paying luxury car tax on their first 3 years or 5 years. Like a Range Rover's £6,000 a year to tax for the first 3 years.
Well, Benny's is seven. Was it that car I was looking at? One of the, something that he was looking at or something I looked at. £760.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A year.
I'm dead lucky. If my car,
we know, we fucking know, John.
If the Cayman was a 2007, then
top,
I'd be paying £760 a
what
year.
What are you paying?
This low, like 295 quid.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mine's fucking 400 quid.
I think I pay 183 quid in the Beamer.
Oh yeah, yeah. But
hang on,
the Skoda's
same age.
Same age. I'm paying like 395 quid.
don't think it's quite as much. I might be wrong.
Yeah,
but is yeah. Thankfully, it's not.
Yeah, not 760.
If it was a 2007 car,
yeah,
then it would have been. Yeah. It would have been 760 quid.
It's mad,
or,
isn't it?
Or seven.
What's the rest of your reg?
Have I got the CCV.
Have you got? Did I get the rest right?
Yeah, I think so. WA.
Well, don't tell the world. I'm gonna clone your plates or something like Jim Carrey.
It's literally on every single picture of.
Yeah, but Jim Carrey though. How much are you paying a year?
I think it was like £300, £290 something, £300.
You know when they get politicians on radio shows and they say, how much is a brass of milk? How much is a band of milk that you did? If you're already inducted to the real world, how much is a band of milk? Wrong, you're paying £430 a year. Still not the highest tax bracket, though.
No.
It's madness. And for them to look like that?
Yeah.
Madness.
Oh, it's not even just the VED. It's fucking 20% tax on fuel in VAT, plus fuel duty at probably 50p a litre, plus VAT on any parts you buy, tyres, brakes.
Yeah. Plus VAT on the labour for someone to fix it.
Yeah. Mm. And then the council will turn around and go, oh, no one's reported that one, we're not paying out. It's like, oh, yeah, that's awfully fucking convenient, isn't it?
Exmouth Police, who have their own social media page, I don't understand, what are you doing? Had to put a thing up, I don't know what you'd call it, a request, I guess, maybe, something. They put it up basically saying, we appreciate and we understand that the roads aren't in the best condition at the moment, but can you please basically stop making a cock and balls out of the potholes? People going around spray painting a cock and balls and using the pothole as a ball.
Yes.
I'd use it as the tip myself, really.
Yeah. You could be creative with it.
I mean, you can mix and match.
Yeah.
You know? One ball, either ball.
Why not?
Hitler. How many balls did he have again? One. Famously, actually. But he had three, I think, didn't he, to begin with?
I don't know. Who knows? Anyway. Yeah.
Strap yourselves in. Are you going to carry on then?
That's all right.
We're going to talk about balls, are we?
Well, I was just saying, it's probably a creative way of getting the fucking council to pay attention to it, but they're more likely to send someone out to remove the graffiti and not fix the fucking pothole.
Yeah.
Wankers.
Yeah. Honestly, I think we should cut down all the ULEZ cameras and we should just paint dicks on all the potholes. Oh, clean up. There's another dick there. I want this council van to drive off and somebody to draw a dick on it again.
Yep.
Just follow him around like people used to steal milk with the milkman. Like that.
Yeah.
Have you got the...
I don't know.
Delete it again.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Let's have a look. What is it?
No. It's time. That was very loud.
Sorry.
Strap yourself in. It's time. Are you ready? Nib 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 bulges 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 car game car game car game 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 bam bam da na na. Woo! Long time since we've done this.
Yay!
Long time since we've been here. Fuck! You know who's going first? Jonathan, me or Hume?
I don't mind. I can.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
Story of his life.
This car morning. Well, yeah, I'm the only one that's going to, so I'm going to do it first. This car... ...was made between the years 1970...
Oh, fuck.
...when you were just a lad going down the pit in mine.
In an RS3.
Until 1971.
70 until 71?
Yes.
Great.
Oh. It is powered by a 2.5 litre... Zick cylinder. It was the company's first ever 4-seater car. They normally made 2-seaters. It was a steel tube frame with a fiberglass body. It had a Ford Capri live rear axle. The original plan had been to fit a Ford 3-liter Essex V6. The name of the model was then brought back again in 1997, and which then it was powered by a 4.6 litre from a Mustang. Anything so far?
70 to 71, fiberglass body.
Mm-hmm.
Came with a straight six originally.
I don't know if it's a straight six. That's what I'm trying to find.
Six. It was a six of some description. Six, yeah. Okay.
Hang on, I can...
But if they're going to put a V6 in it, then it's probably designed for a V6, which means...
Straight six.
Straight six, okay. Was two-door, was their first four-door?
Nope, seater.
Four-seater, sorry. Mm. Came back in 96. The name came back in 97.
Yeah.
Yeah.
British.
I think I've got an idea as to what it might be.
Okay.
I'll just type it into here. The top one.
Nope.
Oh.
Mmm.
Reliant Scimitar.
Nope.
Oh.
Good guess, though. It was used in racing. I'm trying to get some information. I will just read this out. This may or may not be helpful at all. In 1995, Dutch racing driver Cor Isser became the factory driver for Redacted. And in 2000, the Redacted racing business was sold to longtime GT sponsor Eurotech, a Dutch engineering firm. By that time, all Redacted racing cars and road car chassis were built in the Netherlands. Cor Isser competed as Redacted Racing International, racing various Redacted-derived models, including a GT3 spec Redacted, and a further development of the Redacted Morkeley.
Is it a Marcos Mantis?
Well fucking done.
Mm, yeah.
That was very good. What gave it away? The Redacted?
It was...
all the Redacted,
yeah. It was GT3.
Was it?
I was just trying to think what was fiberglass and a bit oldie, Englishy, and then I thought, no, Marcos went GT racing with the Mantis in the 90s.
Yeah, mad, isn't it? From a car... Well, it's obviously a different...
Yeah.
Shape, wasn't it?
Yes.
The later one was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was very much sort of wedgy shaped. I'd say all were in the 70s,
yeah,
weren't they?
Yeah.
Well done.
Nice. Okay.
Okay.
Now for the impossible one.
I'm hoping it is.
Because that was quite tricky, actually.
This car is a race car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Powered by a 6.5 litre naturally aspirated V12.
Formula One.
No.
Mated to a Hollinger M6S sequential gearbox.
This Mercedes car, GTR?
No.
Ah.
This car was designed and built specifically to race in the GT1 Championships and debuted in 2010.
Ooh.
It weighed 1,150 kilograms.
Lamborghini Murcielago.
What kind?
GT1.
There's three other letters in there that are important.
SVR.
GT. Close. RS Turbo.
Something in it.
RSV.
RSV. That's an Aprilia, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
So there were 350 of them built, with some of them being converted back to road variants.
Nice.
Someone
took one hill climbing in the Swiss Championship in 2010s as well.
Yeah.
Screamer.
What a noise.
Screamer.
What a noise. Produced 670 horsepower estimated, but
yeah,
likely to be more.
Yeah.
Developed by Reiter Engineering. Race wins at Spa and Navara.
Nice.
In 2010.
Because the only other thing,
along
I was
with multiple podium finishes,
it could have been was the Aston DB9, but that was a 6 litre, if memory serves.
Navara.
So wouldn't have been that.
So the chassis snapped in half.
Yeah.
Just behind the cab.
Cab over.
And the Renault engine failed.
I didn't think you'd have got that quite as easily.
It's a big V12, though, isn't it?
GT1
there ain't many of them.
As well, though, isn't it?
Yeah, GT1, big V12. There ain't that many of them. DB9, Murcielago. It's the only ones I can really think of. The Koenigsegg was quite rare, but that was a V8.
He's a knob, isn't he? It's so frustrating.
Yeah. Oh, why am I not on your Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi.
Don't know. If you had an iPhone, I could just add you onto it.
Wi-Fi.
Do you remember the password? Okay, Fowl, just talk to himself then. It's not doing a podcast or anything. Did you just go to Django Unchained?
I did.
Watched that for the first time the other week.
Did you?
The first time?
5.5 hours of your life that you could spare.
So good.
It's good. It's so good, but it just goes on forever as well.
Yeah. I don't think they say the N-word enough in it, though.
No. No.
Anyway, what are you doing?
Lambo.
Come on, just get to the driving bit.
Lordy.
That's from the pit lane at Spa as it's going up through Eau Rouge. Here it comes.
Jeez.
That's a proper fucking noise.
Mm. Put it into the mic.
Oh, I didn't.
No, the front.
Filthy.
Where was the video?
Please tell me we're not just going to play engines and stand the microphone for the remaining 12 minutes of the podcast.
Maybe. Why not?
Well, fuck it. No one else to do.
No.
Send them in if you got them. Also saying that, if you've got any, do you know what I'd really like? And I know only Green Beef is going to message me about this. Probably Michael, because he's a ledge as well. I think you're all legends, by the way. I just like the ones that actually contact us and message us and, you know, interact. It wouldn't harm any of you to like the Facebook posts I don't put up. just remembered. More on me. If you
more
think,
on you. Yeah.
More on.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. I can't say more on two words without thinking, me? I'm thinking, Rich?
Niall?
Mirror? If you have a car for Bulger's Card Game, send them in.
Mm.
Better than that, you want to send me the clues to a car. To Bulger's
you
want to
do my fucking job for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
To be fair, I'd quite happily add it as a third. That this is a patron sent in one.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
Put it into the mic. Into the mic.
This is the one at the hill climb.
Yeah.
Cool. I like a proper bang on the upshift.
Yeah, proper sequential bang.
And that
bang
sort of
is...
like wobbly thing it does when it changes gear as well. Yeah.
Like that. I hate that we're doing this.
Wobble, wobble.
But while lardy, this sounds good. I heard this every day in the car yard. Where is it? Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. Fucking Niall's car.
When's it gonna rev?
Oh, the air gasket's gone. Anyway. Alright, anything else?
Nah. No.
Not on the fucking head. They had a long Patreon, didn't they? And if you're not a patron, then you can go and whistle. Oh, lordy, phone's too close. No. We've done Formula One. We've done British Touring Car. Bulge going to send a message to the group chat saying that we ganged up on him and didn't appreciate it.
Huh?
I was going to say something else then. No, we'll call it there then. If you think, well, fuck me, this is 10 minutes shorter than usual. What's all that about? Patreon.com/LemonLifeAutoPod. There is... at least 70 Patreon episodes, fantastic episodes where we talk about whatever we want because we're behind a paywall and we don't have to kind of keep it car-y. We talk about all sorts of stuff from...
don't really talk cars at all.
No, really, genuinely. And even if we find ourselves talking cars, we go, whoa, hang on, that's too car-y, too car-y. Whoa, Neddy. Easy there, boy. Do you know what I mean? That sort of thing.
Mm.
We've talked about... interesting topics like recycling. We talked about recycling once.
The war.
Again. Politics. Again. American people.
Paranormal activity.
We talked ghosts. That's the same thing, actually.
Yep.
We talked UFOs, conspiracy theories. We say those three things like it's all we talk about. We don't. It's the first three episodes we've done. And then we went, hey, fuck.
Occasionally a shit quiz.
I do have a good quiz Holocaust. To do. The Holocaust we've talked about numerous times, which you two both agree with me.
The Watercourse?
Exactly.
Would say.
Yeah, well, you agree with me now, and it's fine, and I appreciate that. Because the world's gone to shit.
Yeah.
The world has gone so much to shit that suggesting that didn't happen is now, like...
pretty mild.
Fair. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's people eating babies on an island. What? Do you know what I mean? But we talk about all sorts of different things, and it is worth it. And we've said this 1,000 times before, no cunts on stuff anyway, but whatever. If you made it to this point of the episode, sign up. It is from £3 a month. Do not sign up through the Apple app, because Apple take all your money, because they're just so fucking brilliant, better than Samsung or Hawaii or whatever it is you use these days.
Google.
I don't need to search anything right now, thank you, though. yeah, you keep your Jeeves phone or whatever it is under your Bing mobile.
Bing mobile.
Your Motorola RZR.
That was a good phone.
Was a good phone.
But I preferred the... I had a Samsung back in the day. I had a D500. Remember them?
Yeah, boy.
Slide.
Yeah.
Actual button. You'd have liked them.
Yeah.
You don't like touchscreens, do you?
Not really. What choice have you got?
That is true.
You haven't, have you?
No, you
it's either
not.
That or a burner.
Yeah.
Even that, I yeah. Think you're a drug
it's either
dealer.
That or I look like a drug dealer. Yeah, exactly.
Or you've just come out of prison.
Yeah.
Like, spent 20 years
what
in
do you
care.
Mean with 3310 don't work? What do you mean it's worthless? I pay fucking 500 quid for that.
Do you watch the How Ridiculous?
No.
The Aussies that do, well, literally just ridiculous shit.
Yeah.
Well, there's a fucking great dam that they visit all the time where they throw shit off this massive
dam.
I've
seen that, yeah.
And one of them's a 3310 in working order, and they throw it off the dam.
Yep.
And it lands in the grass from, I don't know, whatever it is, 500 feet or whatever it is.
Fine.
smashes to the floor.
Covers come
they
off.
They put
it.
The battery back in it, turn it on.
Ding, ding, ding. Done. Yeah, cool.
And then to be fair, they throw an iPhone down and it just like complete Couldn't obviously.
Find it again. Yeah. Turns into dust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never to be seen again. Again. I mean, no, thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. We apologise Bulge wasn't racist on this episode, which I know is a fan favourite, isn't it?
Fuck off.
I think he probably was.
When?
I mean, yeah.
You were talking about the RS3 clans.
He was doing the accent.
What's racist about Yorkshire?
Yeah.
You, I mean. Yeah. Backfired, didn't it?
No, but what is racist about Yorkshire? It's just another county in England.
Yeah, but you were very specific. Is it in Yorkshire, anyway?
Bradford, yeah.
I wouldn't say it out loud. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, no, he's racist because he said Bradford. Fuck me. Lose your mind.
Bam.
What the fuck are you doing, Bam?
What are you doing, Bam? Abacus. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. John, say bye.
Bye.
Bolt, say bye.
RS3, bro.
You've got a better grammar for the head
rest. Nonsense.
Bolt, you say it.
What?
Say it. I've got a better grammar for the head rest.
No.
Go and do it in your RS3 cuzzy bro voice.
No.
It's the best thing you do all week. It's the best thing you do all week, trust me.
The cousin lover voice, no.
Oh. Someone needs a shit.
That's
on
gross.
That brown note. Thank you so much for listening. Burp. Bold say burp.
RS3 bro.
Just say burp. Burp. Bye.